Well, it has been a banner year for the stock market. The S&P 500 is up 29% for the year, its best since 1997. The NASDAQ has been trading at its highest level since 2000, and the Dow, well, it's up more than 20%, its best rally since 2003. And yet, hey, people were darned bullish at the end of 2007, weren't they? And then the 2008 financial collapse happened. So what have we learned? Joining us for more is Robin Farzad, contributor at Bloomberg Businessweek. And Robin, okay, first of all, break this down for us. Going into that economic crisis, Wall Street sold us the idea of, hey, securitize it, spread the risk. Now that seems to be back. So what's happening?
Oh, yeah, I remember Wall Street was rolling all sorts of subprime falafel. It was unreal. I mean, risk was overrated. You could securitize things. I mean, this is what AIG was selling to other people effectively. We will be a counterparty. We will insure these risks because real estate prices won't fall. Of course, you can
never
buy things with multiples of leverage. And look what happened. There was one of these 500-year floods, or pick your metaphor, the next year, and risk was really not overrated. The whole system collapsed like it hadn't done so in a generation.
Risk is risk, no matter how it's spread out through the system. So what have we learned? What has this year been telling us?
Risk is back wholeheartedly. This has been a snapback from the panic of 5 years ago, the end of 2008, leading to the market's low in the spring of 2009. And had you bought any sort of risk asset, pretty much anything back then, whether, you know, it was a condo in Miami. I remember when the skyline, it looked like a war zone.
And, yeah.
And some places were so empty, they were lending their places out to adult filmmakers. It was that bad. It was that apocalyptic. And the stock market hit this low. Junk bonds, nobody would touch them with a 10-foot pole. But then you had vulture investors kind of nibble at the scene. And then after that, the Federal Reserve follows on with several rounds of qualitative easing, about $3.5 trillion worth. And suddenly risk is all the rage all over again.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about this, because parts of the business press, not all of it, but parts of it tend to hyperventilate when the market rallies the way it has been this year. And it's saying, telling people, get into the market now. I mean, however, it seems like a bad idea when things are going up, 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 up. Or is it?
Individual investors historically have had a penchant for buying high and selling low. and they've done this. The last time they really got in whole hog was towards the end of 2007, just ahead of an epic collapse. And the last time before that they got in truly was the end of 1999 and spring 2000. And we haven't seen inflow numbers like what we're seeing now for the better part of 13 years. So that's a cautionary tale. But on the flip side of it, you hear all this stuff about all of this zero-yielding cash on sidelines. And that could take on a life of its own if people find that their money's not doing anything for them, if they feel like suddenly they want to take more risks. They could end up piling it into securities. They could end up piling it into junk bonds or real estate. And this whole, if you want to think of it as a bubble, can take on another life of its own.
Okay, so you talked about that zero-yielding cash, which leads me, I've got to ask you about the Fed, because now that Janet Yellen's going to be at the head of the Federal Reserve, what effect do you think that might happen going into 2014?
Well, for starters, tomorrow night before you kiss your sweetheart, make sure you raise your flute to Mr. Ben Bernanke. If you have a 401k, if you didn't have to liquidate it in 07 or 08, because he's done you a major steady by keeping interest rates at zero for 5 years now and then throwing nearly $4 trillion of conjured money at risk assets to help real estate, to help the stock market, to help the bond market.
Mm-hmm.
Huge debt of gratitude to that guy. Now, Janet Yellen, I don't envy her task because she's going to have to pull away this punch bowl at some point.
All right. Auld Lang Syne for Ben Bernanke. Robin Farzad is a contributor to Bloomberg Businessweek. Robin, thank you so much.
Happy New Year, Magna. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you as well. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.